Position Paper 2, Why Masks, Brad Frager. The Proceedings for the National Academy of Sciences published a paper supporting the CDC call for masks to limit the spread of the COVID series of viruses. I criticized the paper as being incomplete and misleading. I was asked to clarify my response. Here are my clarifying comments. The article suggests that the level of laboratory research showing the effectiveness of masks to trap tiny droplets of respiration prove that they will minimize the spread of the virus. In addition, they quoted other research that suggested that masks must be effective, and so they must be worn. However, there's not a single reference to the research done on thousands of people and the actual data from the United States and the Scandinavian countries, which clearly shows that masks have, essentially, no impact on the spread of the virus. If it had referenced that research and the actual CDC data, it would have been a more balanced paper. There is no doubt that if you are in close proximity to an individual with COVID-19, that the mask will provide a level of protection. However, if that individual is asymptomatic, it is extremely difficult for them to spread any infection. As it is, the National Academy of Sciences essentially justifies the CDC position. The problem? At the top levels, the CDC is a progressive globalist organization dedicated to supporting progressive globalist propaganda. This is shown to be obvious when an honest CDC researcher or spokesperson makes a statement which is much closer to the truth, but has to backstep it the next day. For example, recently a CDC spokesperson stated, 60% of new cases are vaccinated people. Only 40% are unvaccinated. They didn't just mention this in passing, they emphasized it. Then the next day they stated that they meant it the other way around. The questions are, which statement was the truth? And was the spokesperson pressured to make the change? However, 40% is still problematic. There are plenty of progressive globalists in politics, medicine, science, and of course academics, even in our own community. While a few are globalists focused on ultimate wealth and power, the majority actually believe that we can only solve critical global societal issues, overpopulation, human-caused catastrophic global warming, world peace, etc., with a world government. As such, the existence of the United States as a separate and usually effective power is problematic and gets in the way of achieving their goals. Currently, they have committed to spreading the fear of global pandemics as an additional justification for the critical need for a world government. The masks are a way of demanding compliance and identifying those people who are a barrier to achieving global goals. From a constitutional conservative point of view, there are 5 major problems with the concept of a world government. 1. The United States culture must be destroyed, along with our Constitution and Bill of Rights. 2. To achieve their goals, the world government must have total control over everything, from the means of production to the lives of every human being. 3. As with all communist socialist governments, the leaders will get massively wealthy and the people will become much poorer. But equally poor, so equity on that level will have been achieved. 4. There is no reliable scientific proof that catastrophic global warming, overpopulation, or even a global pandemic is inevitable. 5. The end result will be a communist world government. Why do you think the Democrats are unwilling to blame communist China for COVID-19? Or why do you think they spent 4+ years accusing Trump of Russian collusion while completely ignoring the proven Chinese communist collusion of the Biden family, including Joe? They know very well who is going to end up in charge when they finally take over America. All of this is as obvious as the sun rising tomorrow morning. But many Democrats just can't, won't, believe that they have put America's domestic enemies in charge of our nation. Clear-thinking Americans don't want this wonderful nation decimated by a thousand-year communist regime. It's almost impossible to act globally, even nationally, but we can act locally. We can make a big difference in our community in many ways by implementing constitutional conservative principles. Thank you. This has been a Groundbreaking Productions production, copyright 2021, Brad Frager. Written by Brad Frager and Barbara Foley, produced and presented by Brad Frager. Background music, the United States Air Force Band, America the Beautiful.